French Revolution time period. So if you're going to hold on to Uriah Smith's understanding, then what you have to factor into this passage that Sister White has here in manuscript releases is that she's identifying a history in verse 30 to 36 that is a parallel of the final fulfillment of Daniel 11. If you take the pioneer position, that history is describing the transition from pagan to papal Rome, period. That's the history that you'll have to use for the pattern for the final fulfillment of Daniel 11. Whereas if you take Uriah Smith's position, then you'll have to have the history of the change from pagan to papal Rome, but from his point of view, you'll also have to include the French Revolution, because that's how he identifies verse 36, and Sister White includes verse 36 in this pattern, where she says, scenes similar to those described in these words will take place. The difficulty there is that you have from Uriah Smith's idea, you'll have a much broader history, a much more complex history. Now, the difficulty is even more compounded for Uriah Smith, because if you look closely at this passage in manuscript releases, Sister White penned this counsel about scenes similar to those described in verses 30 to 36 will take place. She wrote that in 1904. Well after Uriah Smith had set forth his understanding of the final verses of Daniel 11, and Uriah Smith, by 1904, the only verse that he saw that was yet future to be fulfilled was verse 45 of Daniel 11. So from Uriah Smith's point of view, from his understanding as set forth in the book Thoughts on Daniel and the Revelation, when Sister White, in this statement in manuscript releases, when she says the prophecy of the 11th chapter of Daniel has nearly reached its complete fulfillment, when she points to the future fulfillment of Daniel 11, well, for Uriah Smith, from his presentation, that would mean the only thing left to be fulfilled is verse 45. And then Sister White gives us a history as a pattern, which includes the transition from pagan Rome to papal Rome. And Uriah Smith says it also includes, if you're looking at verse 36 as he does, it also includes the French Revolution. And Uriah Smith would have us believe that this history of the transition from pagan to papal Rome and the French Revolution, that seems similar to that broad and extensive history,